Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, deep calming breath, let's segue right in. Puppet Mastery. Unveiling the Puppet Master. Diving a little bit deeper into the manipulator psychology. Something that we may have an in-studio guest, Byron Athene, at his next visit at the end of May, perhaps address the subject. But for here, I'm going to. Delving into the fascinating world of manipulator psychology, the puppet master mind decoding manipulative behavior, understanding manipulators' insecurity, power, narcissism, breaking free from the strings, recognizing and countering manipulation, wherever it may form or emanate from in the worldwide arena. As the world slowly burns, moving forward on its axis. How can insecurity manifest as a manipulative behavior? What drives the need for power in manipulators? Can you elaborate on the connection between manipulation and narcissistic tendencies? What have you found the impact of manipulation to be in your life, your career, your relationships, your day-to-day affairs, your neighborhood, your community, your whatever? How does manipulation affect the mental and emotional well-being of the target? What are some of the long-term consequences of being a manipulative or being in one relationship, professional, personal? What's the manipulator's perspective? Do manipulators ever regret their behavior? Can manipulators change their ways? In your experience, what are some signs a manipulator might be seeking help? We'll be discussing real-life examples of manipulation, perhaps with psychoanalyst and psychotherapist Byron Athene. If not in his very next visit, fodder for future discussion. Love to cross over into hypnosis with him in upcoming shows as well. Looking forward to you guys and gals interchanging any questions about your own experiences with manipulation, if, when, and where, and how, that you may have directly for Byron when he comes on with us at the end of May. Last Thursday of. Helplines, support groups specifically devoted to people dealing with manipulators and manipulation. Exchange your views, your experiences, your questions. We'll take a 10-second break and we'll come back and take a look at the Puppet Master, a mastermind of manipulation. be right back. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being here. Let's segue into today's show. The Puppet Master, a mastermind of manipulation. The term in and of itself, Puppet Master, actually, for many around the world, conjure up different images depending on the context. Let's take a look at the history of puppetry, which is an ancient art form dating back thousands of years to various civilizations around the globe, including the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Romans, the Chinese, and Indians, all of which have traditions and had them of using puppets for entertainment, religious rituals, and social commentary. The concept of Puppet Master as a manipulator behind the scenes likely emerged alongside puppetry itself. Rulers, not measuring devices, rulers, so-called in any historical era, including presently, political figures, so-called through history and definitely as we speak, and religious leaders have all been linked and likened to puppet masters, controlling the actions of others for their own gain. World Wide Web references amongst the many that y'all can find for yourselves, movies, the famous use of the term puppet master in popular culture likely is the long-running horror franchise Puppet Master, which features killer puppets brought to life by an Egyptian spell. Puppet Master. Evil comes in all sizes. That book's available on Amazon.com. Puppet Master poster and such. Documentaries. There are many exploring the history of puppetry and the role of puppet masters in different cultures. There's actually instructional videos that you can find online, tutorials in the art of actually making puppets and puppetry techniques. Many books, fictional books featuring puppet masters include fantasy novels like Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell by Susanna Clarke, and the young adult trilogy Shades of Earth by Jacqueline Moriarty. Nonfiction books explore the psychology and manipulation and control, often using the puppet master as a metaphor. Articles on the history of puppetry, analysis of the puppet master archetype in literature and in film, and tips for becoming a puppeteer are again all categories that there's information and infographics for imagery on the World Wide Web. You can find infographics illustrating the different types of puppets and puppetry around the world. Infographics can also depict the psychology of manipulation. That's what we want to delve into here, and perhaps with a conversation in Appearance Number 10 with Byron Athene, psychotherapist extraordinaire from over in England. But we'll explore puppet master, puppetry, manipulation, control, film, horror, documentary, history, art, and psychology of unveiling the puppet master, a history of puppetry beyond the strings, the psychology of manipulation, how to become a puppet master on the stage, and those that are puppet masters of mass groups of people. Are you a puppet master? The Dark Side of Puppetry, exploring the puppet master archetype in horror films. Unveiling the strings, delving into you and beyond the strings, the psychology of manipulation. Let's take a deep calming breath. We'll come back and probably do the last segment for another 20 minutes or so, taking a look at intrigue and specificity beyond the strings, decoding the manipulator's mind. Let's take that 10-second break and we'll be right back. Welcome to the VH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you by our invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily, my 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being here today and every day. Continue paying it forward. We're taking a look at unveiling the strings, delving into beyond the strings, the psychology side of manipulation. Decoding the manipulator's mind, unraveling the puppet master, a guide to recognizing and resisting manipulation. The puppet masters amongst us, understanding the psychology of control. Break free from the strings, strategies for dealing with manipulation. Psychology, manipulation tactics, dark psychology, emotional intelligence, coercion, gaslighting. Personal growth, boundaries, self-awareness, assertiveness, toxic relationships, empowerment, intrigue and mystery, puppet mastermind, hidden agendas, decoding manipulation, mind control, persuasion techniques, diving deeper into manipulation tactics, exploring specific techniques manipulators use, like guilt tripping, flattery, reciprocity, and social proof. We've actually talked about those subjects in and of themselves many times over the 6 years of this audio versions of my shows and the, some 8 to 10 years previous under many other monikers of blogs. Many blogs I've written in long ago and far away, having spent a better part of a 50-year career in the health and wellness industry, including 30 years as a sole proprietor, la-di-di-da, in both animal and human health. But the psychology of the manipulator, now in retirement, taking a deeper look, having worked for many manipulators, having lived 7 decades, being manipulated right along with the rest of us as part of the human race. To the history of mankind on the planet. up to and including as we speak in the worldwide arena. So the psychology with the target, exploring why some people are more susceptible to manipulation than others. Discussing factors like self-doubt, low self-esteem, or codependency. Strategies for resisting manipulation. Hopefully equipping our audience with actionable steps to identify and counter manipulation attempts. Techniques that can include setting boundaries. Using quotation fingers, I statements, and assertive communication. Case studies illustrating manipulation with real-life scenarios or historical examples. Examples, cult leaders, political figures, political regimes, dictatorships, czars and czars and czars, and kings, queens, bishops, monarchs. Perhaps we could have some fun with coming up with a quiz, an assessment, some fun questions, including the two I've embraced in the description of today's show, seeking your interaction. What's been your experience as either being a manipulator? It can be done anonymously if you have the courage to do so. If you've been one, or been manipulated, what's your slant on either? What are your experiences? Trying to help the audience and myself identify these areas with input. Specific questions for my guests, not only to include Byron, I should say. We'll talk about available hotlines and support groups, which are available of your own accord and volition on the World Wide Web, but I always try to reference the good, the bad, and the very ugly on the World Wide Web, whether it's soup to nuts or any category, to include the many we talk about at these shows. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. So unveiling the Puppet Master, a deeper dive into manipulator psychology, hopefully with maybe Byron Athene specifically, but we'll have other areas of discussion, yours, mine, and ours, understanding the why behind manipulation. Fascinating world of manipulator psychology. If not for the 10th appearance for Byron Athene, where he's had 30 years of practice, and I'd love at some juncture to also talk about hypnosis with Byron. But I also want to keep in the flow and the grow and the know of our 9 previous shows, because there's a stepping stone pattern of those previous shows. So we'll see what we come up with. It's just food for thought as far as Byron specifically may be addressing those issues. Psychology, manipulation psychology, dark psychology, narcissism, insecurity, power dynamics. I'll talk about those for sure in our main mentor moments in business and in life, mostly in business now that I'm fully retired 2 years in. We'll definitely talk about manipulators in business. Haven't been there and done that. Not as a manipulator, by the way, in my case. We'll talk about podcasting, manipulation tips, self-improvement, toxic relationships, the puppet master's mind, decoding manipulative behavior, understanding manipulators, insecurity, power, and narcissism, action-oriented, break free from the strings, recognizing and countering manipulation, how to do that, I'm the lay person in that. We'll get the clinicians. Byron and I will address that, for sure. But I'm going to frame many oracles, stories, and continuing episodes here at the show, at Shows Plural, and my blogs. Motivation behind manipulation. How can insecurity manifest as manipulative behavior? What drives the need for power in manipulators? Can you elaborate on the connection between manipulation and narcissism tendencies? What have you experienced in either or both cases, in business, life, day-to-day affairs, marriages, relationships, manipulation, mindset, mind control? What's the impact of manipulation? How does manipulation affect the mental and emotional well-being, especially if it's targeted by the manipulator? What are some of the long-term consequences of being in a manipulative relationship, business, personal, or otherwise? Please do exchange, and always, you know, anonymity when, where, and if. If you want to leave your names, even better. If you want to reach out, if you are an author of a book in this area, you are a psychologist, psychiatrist, a doctor, you're concerned about mental health, you have something to contribute on the positive side, please do leave voicemail messages at my message board. It's how I interact in an expedient fashion by doing all of these shows through choice. My Google ambassadorship, now in retirement, part of my bucket list, and all of this self-help that I'm trying to attain simultaneously, very much so in a self-serving manner. We learn together and grow together. So we'll be talking about the manipulator's perspective in upcoming shows. Do manipulators ever regret their behavior? Can manipulators change their ways? What's your experience? What are some signs a manipulator might be seeking help? Love to have Byron as the clinician expand upon that. Yourselves as possibly experience it in any or all of the above. We'll take looks at case studies referencing of in upcoming episodes. We do these shows daily, discussing real life examples of manipulation. We'll ask Byron Athene's input and insights on that. Whether it's our 10th show, he's going to be here each and every month. He's been here for 9 previous ones. We'll squeeze it in somewhere with himself. Really looking for crisp question and answers from yourselves to set up listener QAs, maybe live on the air for sure, direct to Byron when we're an if applicable one, myself at the message board. We'll share resources at the end of all podcast episodes, like helplines or support groups. We'll get Byron involved in that, including his own practice and people dealing with manipulation, by going deep into the psychology of manipulation. So we'll cut this episode a little tiny bit short today, incorporated a little tiny bit of a taste of one of my upcoming shows over at the Main Mentor Moments, Business End of Life. We'll do some market sharing opportunities there when we get there, about health and wellness, gold, silver, precious metals there, these marketing ideas there. And at the Holistic Healing Hour show, which you're listening to here, and over at my YouTube channel, we'll probably mention something about it at Bill Holt, at Bill Holt 8792. We're blessed to be members of many large intuitive groups, large numbers, yours, mine, and ours, I guess, which have been multitudinous over the years. I've been blessed in that regard. Worldwide exposure, literally talking to butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, doctors, authors, psychologists, psychoanalysts, entrepreneurs, women's health, men's health, expertise in all of the above, always encompassing proof of the mind, the body, and the soul. Everybody knows somebody up against it now. Your Main Street, my Main Street, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. At this precipice in time, we continued calmly, peacefully, serenely, one star seed at a time. These groups put together communally, arm in arm, To combat the counterintuitiveness of anxiety, depression, spiraling out of control, being manipulated, being a manipulator. We support all wild animals being driven out of their environments worldwide, feral and rescue pets, domestic pets, with the same challenges as ourselves. Clean, healthy foods and medicines. We can help you out with that. There are people, plants in this planet, hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information. Myself as the porcelain junction box, putting you in touch with guests literally and figuratively from around the world, with global exposure of the show, contributory to yourselves and the many Goodwill ambassadors that I have paying it forward. Again, facilitating one star seed at a time, putting together the patchwork quilt that holistic apothecary medicine and integrative medicine is. The big jigsaw puzzle, multi-pieced, working in synchronicity and synergistically with many modalities that we continue to talk about. Native American, indigenous tribes, TCM, Ayurveda, modalities that have worked forever and ever. Positivity, guided meditations with help on that for those that need that. Each and every Tuesday, or are seeking that. Seth Leif Brzezinski, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just had another great one last night. I go there for my own therapy. We share them here. We share my experiences over the years. I've been doing this in one shape, form, or manner for a really long time. Getting in tune to the straight and narrow. Do it multi times a day. Have for years. Continuing to do so. Get in touch with what's below your head. Within you and without you. Continue to join us each and every day. We continue to grow exponentially with your help. Do interchange and interact at the shows. We continue to grow. You were great in continuing passing forward with ratings. We appreciate that. Guest hosts, listeners, my shows at Apple are pretty much where the formal ratings is pertinent to hosts. Do take a look there, contribute where you're comfortable in doing so. Join us each and every day. Make it a safe and productive day. We'll say bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.